This is really big, very expansive, and very significant, Cooper said. Little is said of such things because the Bush White House is more closed-mouthed than any previous administration. In the Nixon, Reagan, Clinton, and both Bush administrations, loyalty has been seen as a requisite for those serving the White House. Many people working with the highest levels of power in the United States see their superiors as public servants, only looking after the best interests of America. Such unquestioning loyalty and allegiance was a hallmark of the Third Reich. Many loyalists around Nixon, Reagan, Clinton, and the two Bushes truly saw their leader as a paragon. They appeared blinded to their leader's actions, as happened to so many in the Third Reich. I admit, I was fascinated by Adolf Hitler, recalled Traudl Junger, the last surviving occupant of the Führerbunker shortly before her death in 2002. She was 22 years old when, in 1942, she was selected to become a secretary to Hitler. He was a pleasant boss and a fatherly friend, she recalled. I deliberately ignored all the warning voices inside me and enjoyed the time by his side almost until the bitter end. It wasn't what he said, but the way he said things and how he did things. Soon after the War on Terror got underway, the Germans, who should know, could see the parallels between their Nazi era and modern America. The attacks of 9/11 and the Reichstag fire, Bush's Patriot Act, and Hitler's Enabling Act, the use of German army reserves to attack Poland, and Bush's use of reserves in Afghanistan and Iraq to avoid a military draft must have seemed quite familiar to them. German Justice Minister Herta Deubler-Gmelin brought heated criticism from President George W. Bush in September of 2002 when, in criticizing Bush's policy in Iraq, she stated publicly, "Bush wants to distract attention from his domestic problems." That's a popular method. Even Hitler did that. For her remark, Deubler-Gmelin was asked to resign by German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, an attendee of Bilderberg meetings. And it is not just politicians who must be careful of voicing their opinions in the new American empire. Demonstrators are routinely herded into fenced free speech zones or arrested for speaking out. Thanks to the internet, millions witnessed 21-year-old Florida University student Andrew Meyer screaming in pain after being tasered by campus police on September 17, 2007, after simply asking John Kerry why he had not challenged the 2004 presidential election. On top of the ubiquitous nature of surveillance technology and the intimidation of dissenters, there is very real control through the print and electronic matrix we know as the mass media.